So holy episode before. Fun. Okay, so what we're saying over here, that we said that really every person really wants to keep the Torah in its entirety. Like the pasuk says, "Ha'amech kulam tzadikim." Right, we know that every Jew really wants to keep the whole Torah. Like it says, that "Ha'amech kulam tzadikim." The nation is all tzadikim. You're tzadikim. Even tell you, you want to do all the mitzvahs, right? You want to keep the Torah. You want to do everything perfectly, right? Everyone wants to keep the Torah and do all the mitzvahs properly. However, why do we struggle with keeping Shmiras HaLashon? We're trying to say the proper thing. There are a few reasons. We're going to go through three of the reasons. One reason is people don't know what goes under the category, what's called Lashon Hara, what's not considered Lashon Hara. So that's why I wrote the first Sefer of Chavetz Chaim. The first two parts of the Sefer teach the halachas. The second thing is the Yitzhara really wants us to speak Lashon Hara, because once we speak Lashon Hara, then he could prosecute us and not let our tefillos be answered. Like we wrote, and we're going to write, speak about it for the Zohar HaKadosh. Right? The Zohar says that when we speak Lashon Hara, what happens? When we speak Lashon Hara, we're giving power for the Yitzhara to say Lashon Hara about the Jews. That's what gives them ammunition. And bring Cherev and bring all kinds of plague and sword to this world. The third reason is because we don't know how to overcome this Yitzhara. So that therefore, I wrote this third part, I say we bring the Chazals, Shas, Midrashim, Zohar, that speak about this huge Avera and the punishments of this world and the next on one hand, and also the great reward someone gets for keeping. So they say, I'm going to bring down some, both sides of the coin. Show, bring the Gemaras and the Zohars and the Shas and all the different sources that show the negative side to this Avera, to when we do the Avera. Also, the other end also will show the positive side, the reward one gets for protecting and being careful what they speak. Since therefore, the first part of the statement is called the Shaira Zachira, the gate of remembrance. Because the pasuk says, remember what Hashem did to Miriam, that she spoke Lashon Hara, she got Tzaras, so you shouldn't speak Tzaras. So also, he brought other chazals that is to save ourselves from the Yitzhara. Maybe we'll be able to become wiser and overcome our Yitzhara and take away all the things that are blocking us from having this midah of Shmiras HaLashon. And also throughout the Sefer, we also brought other different topics which bring a person to Shmiras HaLashon. Right? And this Shahar Shlita is called Shahar Torah. Also, we're going to speak about how important it is to learn Torah. Like Chazal said, if you get this, if you're missing this, what do you acquire? If you acquire this, what are you missing?
Say it over here.
I mean, it says, if Dachas or Makani, if you're missing this, you're missing Torah, then what do you acquire? You don't have anything. And if you have Torah, then you're not lacking anything. Because Gemara Chazal says, there's two ones. Here it's talking about Dachani. There's Daskani and there's Dachani. It's Gemara and Erech and Aftas as well. You always know there's Daskani, Das Chaser Makani. Here it says Dachaser Makani. It's two, right? Right? This Gemara says, it says about the Torah. If you have the Torah, then if you're lacking this, if you're lacking the Torah, then what do you acquire? If you have this, what are you lacking? I mean, the same thing says about Das, right? It says, if you have Das, that Hashem's in charge, what are you missing? I said, if you're missing this, what do you have? If you have this, what are you missing? Same thing about Torah over here also. It says, what is the Takana, what could a Baal HaShon who speaks Lashon Hara, what could they do to fix up this problem? If it is Talmud Chacham, Chazal Gemara says, you should learn Torah.
If it's a Talmud Chacham,
you
should learn Torah.
That's what it says. If it's a Talmud Chacham, learn Torah. It could be also literally that one sense means also learn the halacha so you stop speaking Lashon Hara. Also, the Torah itself is a refuah. The Torah itself heals a person's negative blemishes.
Maybe they'll just stop talking. If you're learning Torah,
right, we're going to speak about how important it is for a person to sanctify the mouth with Torah and all different things that are about this topic. Fine, that's so far part of the introduction. He said, my dear reader, if you find you like the sefer, you enjoy the sefer a lot, it sounds nice, chazam, don't lose enough just to learn this sefer and skip the first part, all the halachas. At least we learned the halachas first. So you know, you like the stories and everything. Because if a person has chachma, then you can learn musar. The pasuk in Mishlei says, you should know chachma and musar. You should have wisdom and musar. So if you have chachma, then it helps to learn musar. If you know the halachas, it helps to give you chizik in the Indian. If you don't have the chachma, you don't have the knowledge, you don't know what to be careful about, it's not going to help you to know. So let's say, for example, right, a person in his dealings thinks he's not stealing. He thinks his business is not stealing. And he learns, so even if he learns all the halachas about stealing, if he thinks what he's doing is not stealing, it's not going to help him. He doesn't think he's stealing. Right? So he says he learns all about stealing and how bad it is, but he still keeps on going because he thinks everything's beautiful. So here also, if you learn all the musar in the world, talks about how bad it is to speak Lashon Hara, but he doesn't know what Lashon Hara is, it's not going to help him. Also, it's important to learn the halacha, so you shouldn't be too strict also. Therefore, fine. That's more of the introduction of the Chanukah time. Let's continue.
I'm sorry, you said you shouldn't be too strict?
Yeah, it's important to know the halachas also, so you're not too strict. If you don't know the halachas of Shmiras Halachas, sometimes you're too strict. You don't know what to say, not say. And like the Chanukah time brought in the beginning, he said, maybe you're just going to stop talking at all, and then you can't not talk.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's not good to be too strict either. So it's not good to be too lenient. So therefore, it's important to learn the first part of the Sefer, which we learned, Baruch Hashem. Hopefully, we'll try to remember and fulfill it, which was the halachas of the halachas. Fine, Baruch Hashem. That's fine. Very good. Because Hashem's help, we try to understand this Gemara. With Hashem's help. So we'll go back again to Yud Tes Amud Beis, 19 pages, to start over the Gemara, we'll get a flow in it. That's Hashem. The third line from the wide lines. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yafra. My Sosheni, Me'emesai, Chayavadol. My Sosheni, when are you chayav on it? It's to get Malchus, one who eats it outside Yerushalayim. Mishra Panachim, he says, only when it saw the walls, which means you took it inside Yerushalayim, and then you took it back outside, you ate it, then you get Malchus. You the first go in and out, that's the Chiddush that we learned from Yerushalayim and Rabbi Yechim. My time, what's the reason? The Amakor, the Pasuk says, V'nei Hashem Elikecha Techelen. It says, in front of Hashem, your God, you should eat it. Uchsev, it's written, you're not allowed to eat it in your gate. So you make a drush. Kol hecha, everywhere, the Karina Bey, lefnei Hashem leikecha, that we read the pasuk, lefnei Hashem leikecha, techelenu, meaning that you entered Yerushalayim already with your Maaser Sheni. Then Karina Bey, leisucha lecha b'sharecha. Then we'll read the pasuk of, leisucha lecha b'sharecha, you're not allowed to eat it in your own gates. If you go outside, v'chal hecha, but everywhere the loy karina bay, lefnei Hashem lekecha techlenu. We didn't read the pasuk that in front of Hashem your God you should eat it. You didn't enter Yerushalayim yet, techlenu. Lekarina bay lesucha lecha b'sharecha. We do not have the rule of lesucha lecha b'sharecha. So the only way you get malchus for eating my sin outside Yerushalayim is if first you brought it in, and then you brought it back out. If a person just is on the way to bring his my sin to Yerushalayim and eats it outside, according to what we're saying now, you don't get malchus. Which means in our Mishnah, when we say someone who eats Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim get Malchus, what's the case? First, got it in, and then you came out and ate it outside Yerushalayim. That's the case of our Mishnah, according to this Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yechon. Kodemar and ask basically, Rabbi Yossi says, Kayin shall also be yodai to Eina, Kayin that it came to his hand, the fig shall tevel. It's right now tevel. It was unmeistered. It's untied. It's tevel. Amar, he says the following. Te'enozu, this fig. Trumasa ba'okta. It's truma, should be at the bottom, near the stem. Maiserisha, mitzvayna, maiserisha should be on the north part of this fig. Maisersheni, Lejremi is designated the maisersheni to be on the south side. And either of it, hishnasa, maisersheni, it's the year of Maaser Sheni, meaning it's the Shemitah cycle, the first, second, fourth, or fifth year of the Shemitah cycle. And therefore, he had to separate Maaser Sheni. But who Yerushalayim? He's in Yerushalayim, so he has no issue. That's not an issue. Or Maaser Ani is the third or the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. And he's going to say that the south side should be Maaser Ani. But who Begvulin? Even if he's in the boundaries outside Yerushalayim, and he's eating it, so he has no problem of eating the Maaser Ani in outside Yerushalayim. So what happens in such a scenario? Achla, if the we're now talking about the case with the Kain, and now going to the top of Chaf Amud Aleph 20, hey, what are we saying? Like a Achas. If he ate this fig nail, he did, how many things did he do wrong that gets Malkus? One. He gets one Malkus. Why? Because he ate Tevel. And why is it Tevel? If he took a Truma, he took a Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, or Maaser Ani. It's Tevel because he never took off Trumas Maaser. That's why it's Tevel. Because even though he took off Maaser Rishon, what happens after you give to the Levi the Maaser Rishon? You still have to give, the Levi has to give Truma to the Kohen. So since that was never separated, it's still considered untithed in that sense. So you get one Malkus.
I just have one question now. The Levi has to give it. Right? He separated this thing out as
Maaser Rishon.
Maaser Rishon, right? Now he's a Kohen. The Levi has to separate it. He has to give this thing to a Levi. Right?
What?
And then the Levi has to separate that out. Isn't it only dependent on the Levi? Why is he high above him?
Because he ate Tevel, right? Usually the Levi is the one that's supposed to separate, but here right. he's eating it untied. We're not telling him he's chayiv to separate it. We're not blaming him that he should have separated it. You're eating untied.
Having it been separated.
Yeah.
Indeed, okay.
All right. You're right. It's not his fault. It's not like his thing, oh, you didn't do the Torah. Okay, in this case it is because he's eating it, but really the main problem is Tevel. Okay. It's untied.
I mean, if he was going to eat it, it's his own crop and he's going to give it away, then it would have been okay.
Would he be able to eat it if he's not a
Kohen. Yeah, so we said. So let's go through. We said the fact that he's eating Maaser Sheni
right.
is not a problem. It's in Yerushalayim.
Right.
Or if he's Maaser Ani, we said even if you eat Maaser Ani, you don't get Malkus. You're stealing from the poor man.
Okay.
Also, Maaser Rishon, a Yisrael, and a Kohen, everyone can eat Maaser Rishon. It's true, he didn't do his asay to give to the Levi. Maaser Rishon, let's say someone's making tonight, like a Tu B'Shvat party, a Levi's house, you're going to a Levi's house. And they're having tons of Maaser Rishon. You could eat it. Yisrael could eat it. Maaser Rishon just has to be given to a Levi. Everyone could eat it. Mm-hmm. It's not like Truma. Truma, only a Kohanim are allowed to eat.
Right.
So
Truma is good.
But Truma, he didn't get an Isser.
Right.
He didn't give the Truma. He missed Asay. Maybe it's Asay. Maybe the Rabbanan. He didn't give the Truma. He did something wrong. He didn't give the Maaser Rishon to a Levi. Mm-hmm. He's doing something wrong. He's missed out his Asay.
Right.
But he's not going to get Malkus for it.
Right.
The only Malkus you're getting is because it's Tevel.
Yeah.
Okay. Since you're Tevel, that's where you get Malkus.
And if you would have designated it?
That's what Rivad said. It would have been fine. He would have got nothing. If he would have designated...
He's allowed to eat the Maaser. That's my question. He's allowed to eat the Maaser of a Levi? He's allowed to eat
he's stealing. He missed his Asay.
The Maaser of a Levi is allowed to eat.
What the truest Maaser? He's a Kohen. What, you mean the Maaser Rishon?
Yeah, sure. No, the truest Maaser.
That goes to a Kohen. He's a Kohen. He's allowed to eat everything here. He didn't. Is it legally wrong? No. By him eating the truest Maaser...
Right, which is supposed to be the Levi.
No,
Truma's Maaser. You mean Maaser
Rishon? Maaser Rishon
version of Maaser Levi.
So if
that's what he's eating. Okay, fine.
But the Kohen has to be.
What's that? What's that? So the Maaser Rishon.
Yeah.
He doesn't get Malkus for eating Maaser Rishon.
What's he got?
Nothing. You're just not. You missed your essay. Eating Maaser Rishon. It's not a Malkus. There's no lav to eat Maaser Rishon.
Okay.
We're saying there's no. It's not legally
he
wrong.
He separated it.
It's a separated. Good. Okay. And give it. So he missed his assay. He missed the mitzvah assay. But even if he's true, if you eat Maaser Rishon, you don't get Malkus.
Okay.
Maaser Rishon, it's stuff that has to be given to the
Levi. Maaser goes back to the home. From the Levi. Got it.
What is there, Rabbi Yaakov? What?
Well,
oh, yes, sir, help me.
The Kohen has to be, Tohar, right? Pure. He can't be Tomei when he's eating it.
So what's the question? What?
Yeah, right, he can eat it any time except he has to be pure. He has to be
pure. Yeah, he has to be pure. It's good.
Okay. He's got one
essay
over here.
So he has one isser, one loisase. That he's got one loisase that he's eating tevel, it's untied because he didn't take off Truma's mice. So that's a kohen. Vezar, what about a zar? A zar sha'achla, a Yisrael that eats it like a shtayim, he's going to get 2 malchus. Why is he getting 2 malchus? First of all, he's getting 1 malchus for eating truma. He's not going to eat truma. He's Yisrael. And second of all, because it's tevel, he didn't take up truma's mice, it's tevel. Now it says she'ilu b'tchila achlef. If in the beginning he would have ate it, unless he would have not separated anything, he just ate it as is. Ain't it like ela achas? He'll only get 1 set of malchus for eating tevel. But now that he separated the truma and he didn't finish separating everything, so it's tevel. So now he's in double trouble. He gets 2 malchus. But what's the most malchus he's going to get? He's going to get 2 malchus. However, comes the Gemara and says, Taima, the reason why you get only 2 malchus is the Isei Yerushalayim, because he was in Yerushalayim. So you get 1 malchus for a truma and 1 malchus for tevel. Ha, big fooling. But if he was in the boundaries outside Yerushalayim, like a shalosh, maybe he should get 3 malchus for eating ma'aser in outside Yerushalayim. The afal gavin, even though. The labra pre'chami, even though he never saw the face, this ma'aser sheni never saw the face of the wall, this ma'aser sheni never entered Yerushalayim, it seems like you would get 3 malchus. That's not like Rabbi Yochanan. He said the only time you get malchus is if you enter Yerushalayim and then you take it back inside and eat it. My answer is no. The Aili, the afki. The case is, it went in, you brought it went in and it went out. So therefore, that's where you would get malchus. Because the case is that you brought it in and then you took it out, that's where you'll get 3 malchus. Nothing more I ask on this, if so, if it's such a simple case, that you brought it in, you brought it out, my elimer, why do you have to say to me, what's the chiddush of this whole braisa? If your case is you brought it in, and you brought it,
if you brought it in and designated it, then you can't bring it out
and get malchus. Right, so if you brought it in and you brought it out and you get malchus, but that's simple to us, you're not telling me any chiddush in this braisa, so what's the chiddush then? Everything you told me is obvious. Everything you told me is very nice. You told me
something different.
Everything, meaning, what's the chiddush? You told me a kohen gets 1 iser for eating tevel. Very nice. I know that already. I know a kohen who eats tevel gets Yisrael, who eats truma and tevel gets 2. Very, very nice. That's all obvious, right? That, well, so what's your price? What's this price to come to teach me? And every time it's a very simple case. You brought your Meister Sheni in and out. Of course you get malchus. So what? Where is there a chiddush of this price exactly? Which part of the price is the chiddush? Right, the price is made sure to tell it to you in your shalayim, so you don't get malchus for your Meister Sheni. Very nice. With a simple case, what's of Meister Sheni? What's the chiddush of this price? So Mara says that we have a chiddush over here. Hachav Ma'aski, now I'm here. What are we dealing with? You brought it in when it was tevel. And you brought these fruits out before they were tied. You brought them in and out before you took Meister Sheni on them.
Before you designated.
The Kusavar. Right? And what does this Tana hold? Matana Shalai Hermu. That even though the Matanas were not yet separated, said if they were separated. And therefore what? So therefore, even though they weren't designated yet, we're viewing as if they were designated. Right? I took these fruits to tevel, I didn't separate them. But we're viewing as if they were designated. And therefore what?
Since they're designated, and then you're going to eat them outside of the walls, then that's the third malchus, so to speak.
Then you have third malchus.
That's the chiddush, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But comes the braisa and says, we made sure to tell you in the braisa that you ate it inside your shalayim. Right? Because if you would eat, and that's why you only get 2 malchus. Right? Because if you would have eaten it outside of Yerushalayim, then you would have got 3 malchus. Right? And then tying it back in. So comes the Bryce and we said, what's the chiddush, right? The Bryce is teaching like this. Specifically, this scenario where you ate it in Yerushalayim, you saved yourself. Because even though these fruits were tevel inside and outside, that's why you get only two malchus. But if you would eat them outside of Yerushalayim, then you would only get
3 malchus.
Then you would get 3 malchus.
Chiddush on tevel. You never separated them.
Right.
And yet you're still getting malchus on
them. So we view it as if you already separated it.
Previously we only talked about what? Meiser Rishon.
Meiser Sheni. Here also we're saying, in the Meiser Sheni, even though you didn't separate the Meiser Sheni yet, and it's still tough, it says, if you already separated the Meiser Sheni.
Right. So it's a new level.
Yeah.
Here it's even a lower level that he's getting malchus for.
Yeah. So we're saying,
that's complicated.
Yeah, he hasn't designated it yet, so it's like the food's on a lower level. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says he hasn't.
Yeah, that's the case. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says that he holds that matanas that were not yet separated. Says if kumisha or mudamin, it's as if it's just like they were already separated.
Right.
So therefore, we view it as if you took your rice or sheni into Yerushalayim and brought it back outside. And if you eat it there, you have a problem. So the Gemara says that if you eat it inside, so you don't get the third malchus. Fine. That's what's saying, Rabbi Yisrael. That's Rabbi Yisrael would fit with the Gemara. Good. So far, so good. But because when I ask the question, is Savar Rabbi Yaisi, does Rabbi Yaisi really hold Matanish Lahumu, that the Matanish were not yet separated? Kemisha Humu Dami, it's as if they were already separated, right? In order to make you Chaya Malkus, it has to be as if it's separated. About Tanya, but we learned in a Braisa. Yeah, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, which Rabbi Yosi, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says, and then Rabbi Yosi, lo yinagligu beis shamei beis hillel al perish lo yinigmar v'lachton v'avi Yerushalayim. So again, what happened with the halacha of Amayis, Trumas and Maestros, that the Mishnayis, the whole parak of Mishnayis, that discusses when everything is Gemar Malach, when the Gemar Malach of everything, when you finish, when the Gemar Malach of everything is. I mean, some of these only Chayiv and Trumas and Maestros once you finish the process. Once you finish the process, then you Chayiv and Trumas and Maestros. Only once you finish the process. Meaning like this. If you just have a pile of stuff, right, then you're not Chayiv and Trumas and Maestros. Right? If you have a pile of whatever it is, let's say wheat. The whole Parak Mishnah discusses the time, the stage where it's chayiv and trumas and meisers. Right? So it's going to say a stage where it's chayiv and trumas and meisers. So what does it say over here? For Tanya Rav Shimon Yehuda Rav Shur Rav Yaisi, like now we'll go Beisham and Beis Hillel. Beisham and Beis Hillel did not argue al perish shalei nigmar malachta v'avi Yerushalayim. Beisham and Beis Hillel don't argue on fruits that they never finished, they never got to the stage as chayiv and trumas and meisers. He brought them to Yerushalayim, right? This whole machlokes that we're having, that we're discussing, we didn't really discuss machlokes yet. This question about fruits that we're not taking off truma, if it says if they were taking truma was taken off of them or not, right? It's not if they were in the earlier stage where it's not chayiv and trumas and meisers yet. So where was the question? The whole argument only started once it hit a stage where it was chayiv and trumas and meisers. And it's tevel. Then we have a question: do we consider it as if it was separated or not? But if it's in a stage where it's not valid, it's not ready to be separated anyways, everyone agrees that
you would bring it into Yerushalayim and bring it out of Yerushalayim, it would mean nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing.
You'd still be able to make the same video.
Yeah, you could still redeem it, right? It's not like once it came into Yerushalayim, now it's stuck. You could no longer redeem it once you come in.
Like
no?
The pig. Unlike the pig. The pig was a complete thing. It was brought in and brought out.
In our case,
unlike the pig, we're saying if it's not like the pig, that you bring in just your wheat that hasn't been
processed.
Right, only thing you didn't need to process. But then it would be, everyone would agree. Everyone would agree that it's nothing. It didn't do anything. It didn't collect. So good. So good. But Tali Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, I am sure Rav Yosi. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says the name of Rav Yosi. Why the Chukah Beisham Beis Hillel? I'll pay Rosh Hashanah Nigmar Malachton. Beisham Beis Hillel do not argue on fruits that the Malacha was never finished. V'Meister. You pass through Yerushalayim, and then you took them out, and then you take off the Meister Sheni. Everyone agrees she pader Meister Sheni Shalahen Yaachah B'chol Makom. Everyone agrees that you could redeem the Meister Sheni and eat it wherever you want. Everyone is going to agree. You don't say that's as if it was separated. When do Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argue? Al perish shenigmar malachta on fruits that it was finished the malacha on them. They already finished the process. It got to the stage that you have to take off trumas and meisers. Va'av Yerushalayim. Now you pass through Yerushalayim and you took them out. Beis Shammai, I mean Beis Shammai says yachzer meiser sheni Yerushalayim. You have to return and bring back their meiser sheni. Ya'achav Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. Because he holds the matanis which weren't separated. Says if they're separated. Beis Hillel says, Yipadeh. Beis Hillel says, you should redeem it. Ya'achav Chamukah, you could eat it. Because he holds. What does he hold? He holds that even matanis that were not yet separated are not like they were separated. Which means the shita that we said earlier, that if you come into Shalim, it says if it's separated, that's all the shita of Beis Shammai. Right? That's Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, if you come in and it was fit to be separated, it says if it's separated. Beis Hillel says, no. Even if you brought the Meister Sheni, even if it was able to be separated, it's not like it's separated. So which means, when you come out of Shalim, you can still redeem your Meister Sheni. So go ask the Gemara's question. If it's going to think in your mind that matanis lohirum were the matanis that were not separated, kamishurum udam means as if they were already separated. So the ma'aser sheni is already considered separated. How called to mechitzos? So what's the Gemara's question? What does Beis Hillel hold?
Beis Hillel holds that even Tevel that came into Yerushalayim but hasn't been designated, if he can still come out and make a redemption offer.
Which means that what does he hold? He holds that
when it doesn't change its status.
It doesn't change. It's not like as if it was separated. Right. Good. It's not like they were separated. Good.
Alright, so what's this last piece? He said with that this is a Kiltucho Mechitzos.
My saying, Isak, that if you're going to hold the matanis or kamisha or mudami, that you're saying the matanis they were just like, and therefore hakaltu mechitzas. So if it's Reb Yosi held, how the mechitzas saying that the mechitzas absorbed it, and therefore you're no longer allowed to. The hakaltu mechitzas means the mechitzas absorbed, and therefore once you took it out, now it's gonna be because you could get malchus.
Right.
And Reb Yosi said the only way you get malchus is once you bring it in and bring it back out.
Right.
So if you hold, so in order to hold that,
if you're going to hold that, then you're holding like Beis Shammai.
Yeah, you have to hold like Beis Shammai. If you hold it, so that's a problem, because Rabbi Yossi can't go like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yossi has to go like
Beis Hillel.
So basically, what's the Gemara's question? What do you mean, why? But why?
Because he came later on. No,
not because he came later on.
I had a question with Fred. Why does Rabbi Yossi have to... I said like this. I said he's holding like Beis Hillel because he has to hold like Beis Hillel. But why? Why does it? Freddie asked him why can't he hold like Beis Shammai? Rashi tells us that he's holding like Beis Hillel. But why here? Why can't he just be holding like from the Limud? How do you know that he's holding like?
No, Beis Hillel? I see. Like, he has to like. What's that? You're asking why?
Why here? Does he
why do we? Why do you have to? Where do we see it? You're asking where do we see here the holding Beis Hillel?
Yes.
Because very simple. Because he held that in order for him to say his halacha, he held that the mechitzas absorb. One second. No, because like this, the way we explain the chiddush in this braisa, according to Rabbi Yossi,
right,
has to go that the chiddush was that when you bring it in, it's as if you separated it. What was our last shot in this braisa?
Last shot in the braisa.
We had a question for Rabbi Yossi on this braisa.
Right.
Back up a step. Let's back up.
Does it change the status or not?
What did we say? And we said that it does. And we said that the Bryce says that Rabbi Yossi holds in the Bryce though, that it is as if
the fixed status changes.
That's a problem because we had a question again.
What's the problem?
Because Rabbi Yossi is not a hold like Beis Shammai.
Why?
What do you? He's asking two different questions.
Why? So fine.
Where do we see he holds like with Shabbat, or why can't he? Because the halakha.
Both questions.
Now, he's asking two different questions at one time.
Okay, I know.
So which question? Which one you on? Which? What are you asking first? First of all, there's two different issues here. First of all, let's just get this step. What is the Gemara's question? First of all, the Gemara said like this. What backup is that? Where did Rabbi Yaisi? Rabbi Yaisi says that in order to be chai malchus for eating Maaser Sheni, out to Yerushalayim, you have to first bring it in, then bring it out. That's Rabbi Yaisi. Comes to Gemara and says, we have a question from a Braisa on that. Right? Because we had a question problem from a Braisa.
We have a Braisa based on Bishrama. Fine.
Before Bishrama, the first Braisa. Comes to Gemara and asks it from Rabbi Yaisi. Maaser, Rabbi Yaisi, I'm there. We had a whole problem with Rabbi Yaisi.
Right.
So what do we say that shot in that Braisa was? What was the chiddush of that Braisa?
We're just in the status of Teva. We're not in the status of making a
good
calling a name on this thing.
And but we still said that it's as if
it's
separate.
Right. It's separate.
So that means now the
Gemara. Now we're saying Rabbi Yosef is
really holding like Beishamai.
Beishamai.
That's the problem. Rabbi Yosef is not like a paschal. The halacha is always you have to paschal like Beis Hillel. That's halacha. The paschal came out. You always halacha is that with the Mishnah that says the price that says that Beishamai and Beis Hillel. Beishamai ain't a Mishnah. We view it as if it doesn't exist. It's not like we put it as a halacha. That's
the way. There are like 17 cases.
Besides those cases in the attic that they decided to hold like Beishamai. Besides that, Beishamai and Beishilo, it's in a Mishnah. Meaning it doesn't exist. It's not like we're going to start weighing Beishamai Shita. Beishamai and Maka Beishilo ain't a Mishnah. That when there's Beishamai in a place where we have a Beishilo, it's not a Mishnah. So it says we cancel it out. Yeah. So you can't hold like Beishamai.
Okay.
So our interpretation of the price that makes sense according to Rabbi was to tell me, oh, he holds the chiddush of Braisa is that Tavla wasn't true, but it's as if it was separated. You can't do that because that's Beishamai.
Okay, so now what are we doing with that?
Gemara's at that's Gemara's question now. Right. So Gemara's going to answer it.
Right.
Okay.
What do you, Fadal Baruch, what's the problem? It's good?
Yeah, so, we came to the same point.
Okay, I have a question.
The same point.
Yeah.
On unprocessed fruits.
Right.
You can bring them and bring them out because they're still unprocessed.
Right, whatever it's called, that's what we said. According to Bishan and Basil, everyone agrees you can bring them in and bring them out and still redeem them outside, correct. But we said the whole machlokes is only once they hit the stage that they're already processed, that they're already up to the final stage. Fun. So right now the Gemara is up to a question that we don't understand. Right now the Gemara is asking that basically we're back to square one in a certain way, that we are trying to understand what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi and the Braisa. Right? What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi's Braisa? It's like if the case is that you didn't see the chayma, you thought you brought it in, you brought it out, what's the chiddush? You told me the case is you brought it in when it was tevel and out when it was tevel. You brought it in.
Then you're holding like Beishamai, that's the problem.
Right, then frankly, what I was saying, how could that be the case?
Right.
You're holding like Beishamai.
Right.
Oh, let's see some Rivans over here. I think one's question. So we have two over here in the Rivan. We bought it over here instead of Rashi. You don't have over there. It's going to be in the front flap of your Gemara. Somewhere out here. Fine. So what does Rivan say over here? We go back to one Rashi. Ksavar matanas shloi hermu kamisha hermu dan. He holds the matanas that weren't separated as if they're separated. The dummy is similar. Kenman as if the ayo maaser sheni be'ene. It says if you brought the maaser sheni itself. Be'en like means like you could see it. The thing itself. You could bring it in itself. Right, even though it wasn't separated, it says if you brought it by Shani itself, the Havalei brought up the Achaima, and it is a scenario that it saw the face of the wall. The Helkach, therefore.
Would you say also Be'ene is like intact? Not separated, it's intact.
Be'ene usually means like you see the thing in front of you. That's what Be'ene always means like. It's like a lot of times the thing is in front of me, it's like Be'ene. Fine, you could say intact. In this case, you could fit it into intact.
What does it mean intact?
It says if you brought it in the Maaser Sheni itself, not like in the mixed in the teva.
So like you put it in a separate container.
Yeah, but here you did it. It says if you did.
as if you put it in a separate container.
You brought the tevelin. We're in the case now. You brought the tevelin. It says if we're viewing as if you brought the thing and separated it already.
So it's a separate.
So it's like over here, since it's already like my sushini, therefore, yeah, so if you eat it outside your shalayim, now you'll get a separate malchus. Yeah. Because now already you saw the face of the wall. Right? We said that's what you need. If you need to bring it in, then bring it out. And therefore, ki afka, when you bring it back out, like all of you get malchus on it. For example, the afka nami b'tivli, you also brought it out when it was tevel. Meaning, the Rebbe's explaining to us, don't think that you separated inside. You brought it in tevel, and you also brought it outside tevel. Right? You brought it in tevel and outside tevel. But still, you get malchus because it says if you were separated, as if it was separated.
Like the fifth.
So you're getting a malchus for in and a malchus for out.
No, it's one malchus. It's because we said earlier, Rabbi Yochanan said you only get malchus for eating ma'aser sheni outside Yerushalayim if you brought it in and then you brought it out. That's a seed of Pnei HaChaim and then bring it out and then you ate it with you. So we said they don't argue in a case where the work wasn't finished. He said, right? They're only going to argue where it already was processed. Then they'll have an argument if bringing it in is as if it was separated. Let's see, the Revan Shenigwa Malachim. If the malacha was finished, lemaiser for hilchas maiser, the farish bezroim likes to explain and say there's roim in mishnayim. Right? They bring that over here in mesachtas maiser as parak aleph mishnayim. Me'emasai for one gemar malacha lemaiser is the finishing process for maiser. It says bechitin by wheat mishayimrach when you flatten out the pile, hakri when you flatten out the pile, bediluim mishivsku by the melons at a different stage. If the mishnayim over there give all the different stages when each thing gets its time for chayav and meister. Said if it didn't reach that stage yet, everyone agrees bringing it into your shalayim doesn't help you. When do they argue? Only if it's already reached that stage already. So he said, Beis Hillel holds.
What's the word Mishayivsku?
I don't know. I try to look up in the Shat. I don't know.
Which word?
Mishayivsku. Maybe also Mishayivsku is a lashon of Psach. I don't know.
It's not.
Right, I don't know what it was. It's a different stage. I don't know. Look with the Mishnah is maybe afterwards. So we say Sheyifte Meister Sheni Adayin Yesh Leptir. According to Beis Hillel, it could still be redeemed. The Kima the Lay Nigmar Malachdon, because since it was not yet, the Malach wasn't finished. So this is according to everyone. Everyone hold, you can still redeem your Meister Sheni. Bishami and Beis Hillel. Adayin Yesh still has a redemption. The kibud la'enigma la'ata, since you didn't finish the process, we don't say kamisha hor mudam, it's as if it was separated. For Epre Chamez saw the wall, but Eilif no longer has a pedia. So we said, when do they argue? In a case where it did finish the work. That what? The Beishamay said, Yachzer Meister Sheni v'yachol b'shalayim, you have to eat in Yishalayim. The Kasari Beishamay, Beishamay holds, kamisha hor mudam, it's as if it was already separated. They still said, no. Eat it wherever you are.
Redeem it
and eat it wherever you are. But the master of Yasi, now what's the problem? But the master of Yasi, I'll leave you the base Hillel. Yifte. For the fact of Yasi, who must be going according to base Hillel, said you have to redeem it because your Yasi has to go according to base Hillel. Shmami, now we hear from here. The Hachi Sfirule, this is what he holds. Which means it must be he holds like base Hillel. And we don't understand how it works out. Now, what's the problem? Because the Beishami and Makam Beisilah ain't a Mishnah. The rule is, when you have a Beishami and a Beisilah, it's not a Mishnah. It's like, why the Mishnah? It's like, why from Bracha, Stap, Lama, Beis?
We
should
have this
Rashi. I'm in the Rivan. I'm reading the Rivan now. When we think of Amar Yifteh, and this that he said, you should redeem it. Shmami, now we hear from here. The Matanah Shaloi Hormu. Love Kimma Shuhur Madamian. The lawyer up in Echema, the Yishlo Bidir, and it comes out that he holds Matanus Shloihumu, that Beis Hillel holds Matanus, which weren't separated, were not, it's not as if it was redeemed. It's not as if it was separated, and if it's in Echema, and you could redeem it. So basically, the question is it's not fitting in because it's coming out to Beis Rabbi Yosi is coming out according to Beis Shammai, which is illegal. So Beis Shammai, Rabbi Yosi has to come out according to Beis Hillel. It's tomorrow, then Chazar on Thursday, we try to get to the Mishnah. That's the Shah.